from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Joining us now, the aforementioned Andy Herman of the Pack-A-Day Podcast. Follow him on Twitter at AndyHermanNFL. If you're a Packer fan, it is a must-follow. I'm not quite sure why you wouldn't be following him already. Andy, thanks for coming on.
Hey, thanks so much for having me. Always appreciate it.
Do you think these inter-squad practices are going to be a thing still in a couple of years? Because I'm telling you, every time we look at one of these, including today, Green Bay and Denver, you always have the skirmishes, you have the fights, you got a long snapper getting into a fight. I mean, it's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. I absolutely agree with that. I do think that these will continue, and I think they're working to try to continue to cut down on the fights within these practices. I know it's an emphasis for the NFL, and I know there's been some fines already levied at some of these practices for some of the stuff that's taking place. I think the huge benefit is, of course, every single coach is just frightened out of their mind of basically the Jordy Nelson situation from how many seasons ago, where you put your player out there in a preseason game and he tears his ACL. And we all know that can happen in practice too. Obviously, David Bakhtiari in practice, not an inner squad or anything, but obviously had the devastating injury that happened at practice. But I think there's a little bit of a different optics when you're playing your big-time players in preseason games, and it just looks bad when they have an injury. So if you have the ability to do these inter-squad scrimmages against another team where you control everything, you know, you don't have to have your quarterback get hit because he's wearing the red jersey. In preseason games, there's only so many things that you can guarantee are going to happen. You don't know how many two-minute situations you're going to have, if any. You don't know how many red zone situations you're going to have, if any. Whereas in these practices, you can dictate exactly what you want to see, whether it's one-on-ones, 2 minutes, seven-on-seven, whatever it might be. They can figure out exactly what they want to accomplish in those practices. And I think they're super helpful for both sides. So ridiculous, yes, and hopefully they can figure out a way so that, you know, I will say this. If we're going to get long snapper fights every year, I might say keep those in. That kind of sounds fun. But every other skirmish, I'm with you. It's ridiculous, and hopefully they can get rid of those.
How about this? How about you tell everybody don't hit the quarterback, and then Jordan Love gets hit, and LaFleur loses his mind as the ball goes up in the air and it gets picked. I can't imagine any coach is going to be happy with their star quarterback getting hit.
No, however, Jordan Love did basically say afterwards in his press conference that it was actually Zach Tom that hit him, his right tackle, and not Nick Bitonio, the Broncos defensive end.
So LaFleur yelled at Bitonio for no reason, that he was wrong.
Apparently, it very much looks like Bitonio hit him, but per Jordan Love, at least, and I don't know why he would cover for Nick Bitonio right. For any reason, it sounds like it was actually Zach Tom that hit his arm and not Bitonio. But, I mean, I think it's a perfect example of just how something can escalate, because everyone's tensions are a little bit high and everyone's a little bit nervous and nobody wants anyone to get, you know, hurt or anything like that. And all of a sudden your franchise quarterback that's getting the highest paid contract in all of football gets his arm hit, and things can escalate pretty quickly. But it sounds like it was actually Zach Tom per Jordan Love.
Couple of things that I liked, Josh Jacobs had a couple of nice runs, so that was good, as they both were kind of trying to get the running game going early on in practice, Denver and Green Bay. That was kind of the focus, so that's all fine and dandy. But again, Jordan Love, again, mean, I'm not sitting here saying I'm expecting superstar play one way or the other, but it doesn't feel like he was completely on today either.
No, it doesn't. And just to clarify, obviously I was not at practice today. I'm still in the friendly confines of Green Bay at the moment, but obviously keeping track of everything like everyone else.
I missed your play-by-play, Andy Herman. I live with your play-by-play, buddy.
I heard a few of those today. I missed it as well. Now I know how everyone else feels. I definitely had fear of missing out today. I definitely wish I could have been there. I'll just kind of put it this way. And yes, from a Jordan standpoint, I think, you know, you do want to see him getting a little bit more of a rhythm moving forward. And I don't have any major concerns. I think once they start game planning things a little bit more and he gets a little bit more comfortable and in rhythm, everything's going to come together just like we saw towards the end of last year. But I'll just say this about practice today against the Broncos, because it sounds like for the most part, Broncos kind of took it to Green Bay, specifically in the two-minute drills at the end. It sounds like the Broncos went 5 for 5. Their offense got in field goal range on both, and they shut down Green Bay's offense in both of their situations. So it sounds like, again, Denver, for the most part, took it to Green Bay. This might sound homerish. This might sound like rose-tinted glasses. I love that Denver took it a little bit to Green Bay today. This is still a very, very young team that is coming off some impressive success in their first season, picking up a win against the Cowboys in that first week, going to the playoffs. Not a lot was expected of them. And I think it's okay. In fact, I kind of like it that this team gets humbled a little bit at this point in the season and recognizes, hey, you know, what we've been doing in practice might be good, but if we're going to go into a practice with Denver and kind of get our butts handed to us, like, we need to start focusing a little bit more and getting a little bit more intense so that come Philadelphia week one, we're ready to go. So I actually kind of like it. I think it's a little bit of a wake-up call, and I think young teams need that sometimes.
You see that, folks? Do you see that? I wish I could be more like Andy Herman to spin things around like that to make it feel like a positive after you feel like you got yourself punched in the gut looking at some of the play-by-play I was looking at today coming through. Because I agree with you. I think Denver did do it. The other thing that kind of came through on this, it feels like, I mean, we're all talking about Watson and Dobbs and all that other stuff, but Wicks tended to be a little bit of a favorite target today of Jordan Love.
Yeah, no surprise. And he was and has been recently in practice as well. And we're going to go through stretches like this. It was Romeo Dobbs at the beginning of camp, and everyone's like, oh my goodness, Romeo Dobbs is going to be the number one. And then Christian Watson had a little bit of a series of plays. Jaden Reed actually hasn't yet. He's had a quietish camp so far. Again, not concerned about it, but it's been kind of interesting. And then Wicks is kind of going through his phase right now. Probably next week will be Jaden Reed, but I think that's the beauty of the offense. But man, it's so, like, the perfect summation of Dontavian Wicks is he got one play in the game last week, and it just so happens to be a 65-yard touchdown. There's just constant playmaking when he is on the field. You can tell Jordan Love has trust in him. He made a great play in one-on-ones this week where he went and skied for a ball and went up and high-pointed it. That's not even...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Anything I necessarily knew he had in his bag. I know he's a great route runner, can run after the catch. You know, it shows the ability to separate, but I didn't even know that he had that ability too, to just kind of go up and sky for a ball and high point it over a defender. Like, that was impressive too. Like, there's just nothing that really shows up for Dontavian Wicks that he does not have at his disposal. You know, I know he's not a 4.2 guy or whatever, but sometimes playing fast is better than being fast, and he plays fast. I'm so excited about Dontayvion Wicks. I think he's an absolute stud, and I cannot wait to see what he's going to do in this 2024 campaign.
I believe, Andy Herman, the term you used in capital letters was skywalking.
Yes, I did. That is correct.
Yes, I believe that is the exact term, because I read it on the air and said, holy crap, how high did he get when he's saying skywalking? And then I saw the highlight later. The other thing I was happy about from, again, based on who was there, was it seemed like the Packers were still getting relatively decent pressure with their front, whether it be Preston Smith, Van Ness, Rashawn Gary blew up a play. It felt like they were still getting home a little bit for the most part, but it was the secondary that might have been the issues.
Yeah, and I think that's still such a positive, because it's going to be so huge for this Jeff Hapley defense. I mean, this is true of any defense to some extent, but you know, if you've heard it all, or if you've seen the success, you know, the successful plays that the Packers have had on offense against the Packers defense, it's those longer developing plays. It is the deep ball outside to Christian Watson or Dontayvion Wicks. It is the deep crossing patterns to basically any of their wide receivers that have had the opportunity so far in camp. Those are the plays that can be successful the way that Jeff Hapley wants to play his defense. So in a lot of ways, it is a race between, can your receiver get open on some of those deeper routes, whether it be the nine route, whether it be a deep crosser, whatever it might be, or can the defense get there before the quarterback has the time to throw some of those longer developing plays? And it is going to be paramount that guys like Rashawn Gary, LVN, Devontae Wyatt, Kenny Clark, we know all the people, that they continue to get there with consistency down in and down out. And it doesn't have to be every single time. The corners have to do their job as well. But I think, again, it was encouraging that against a new team, that defensive front was still disruptive, getting in the backfield, making some plays, because that's going to be a huge part of the defense this upcoming season.
Talking with Andy Herman, Pack-A-Day podcast. It is an unbelievable podcast. Download, listen wherever you may get your podcast at. Check it on YouTube as well. Follow Andy on Twitter at Andy Herman NFL. We have a poll question up right now that I said yesterday we were going to put up and leave up, because I've seen several people tweet out that they would rather have Mason Crosby than what they currently have in camp in Green Bay. So I just put it up just to see kind of what it looks like. How mad are people at Carlson and Joseph to this point? Hale, I don't really include. Carlson and Joseph in this kicker battle. I mean, we're talking about 80% in camp. This isn't game situations, pressure situations that they're missing kicks in, and they're still missing kicks. How frustrated do you think they are at this point, and what do you think this outcome ends up being? I had said the whole time I think it ends up being Carlson, unless there's a huge gap at the end of the day. How do you think it plays out?
It's so funny. If you would have asked me this question 24 hours ago, I would have told you to a T, I think their kicker is not currently on the roster right now. And then yesterday, for a Pack-A-Day members video, I went and I researched all the kicker battles that are going on in training camp right now, and I went and looked at any potential kickers that could still be out there. And my goodness, is the entire list completely underwhelming. I would say, because there's like eight or nine, you know, maybe seven or eight kicker battles that are going on in different training camps right now, where teams have at least two kicker. Green Bay's the only one with three, so all the other ones are two kickers that they have going on in camp. I'm just looking like, clearly there's got to be one of these teams that has two kickers that are kicking very well at the moment. And it's just basically no. Basically, the answer is no. Cade York, the Browns kicker, who they spent, I think I want to say like a fourth-round pick on a season ago, who kicked 75% field goal percentage last year, is having a pretty good camp. He had a 50-some yarder against Green Bay just this past week, as well as an extra point. That could potentially be an option. Austin Seibert with the Jets, who is, again, not exactly a household name. He's having a solid camp with them, and they're basically going to release them. Robert Saleh basically said that he put him in so that he could show and put some film out there for other teams that might be watching him. So there's going to come some guys available. Matthew Wright in Pittsburgh is probably going to get released. But, again, it's basically like we're talking about maybe percentage, small percentage points ahead of where Greg Joseph and, you know, Anders Carlson are right now in training camp for at least their career numbers. So there's not going to be anyone out there, from an undrafted guy to a guy that might get cut to somebody you could trade for, that is, you know, at least gives you any confidence above what Anders Carlson and Greg Joseph are doing right now in Packers camp, which should be somewhat frightening because, like you said, it's in the low 80% for both of those guys. I think the best bet is that one of those two that you have in camp just hopefully gets on a hot streak and starts separating from the other one and starts separating from some of these other options that are out there. But if not, if we start seeing more days like we saw on Wednesday where these kickers cannot make their kicks, like, it is going to be up to the Packers to figure out something. And I just don't know where you find one at this point.
Andy Herman, what do you got coming up this weekend on the Pack-A-Day podcast with a Sunday night primetime exhibition game?
Yeah, so obviously we'll be covering the game pre and post game. There'll be a lot of great options out there for you guys to listen to from all the amazing members on our team. And of course, you can find the Pack-A-Day podcast 365 days a year wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
How long ago did you start it?
Oh, it's 2,213 days today that it is consecutive without missing a day of Packers content. So 2,213 days ago, to be exact.
That's wild. Did you ever think it would grow to this?
No, I thought for sure that, you know, especially when I first signed, you know, people up and we had a team of 20, I'm like, there's going to be people that don't get me their episodes or completely forget about it. And I'm not going to be able to do it all the time. Like, never in a million years could I have possibly imagined that it would become what it is today. It's been pretty incredible.
That's awesome. So proud of you, man. You guys do a great job for sure. Pack-A-Day podcast, Andy Herman. Follow him on Twitter at Andy Herman NFL. Thank you so much, my friend. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it. Have a good one.
Take care. There is Andy Herman here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.